You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
19 minutes after noon on Goldhawk Fights Back for You right here on Zoomer Radio. Big event coming up, latter part of July, in fact, Saturday, July 28th, and it is called Stomp the Mega Quarry. I guess Bill wouldn't agree, or Bob wouldn't agree with stomping the Mega Quarry, but thousands do. And to talk a little bit more about the event, we've got on the line Maria Burton, who's organizing the whole thing. Hi, Maria.
Hello.
So how are things going?
Well... I think probably feverishly is an appropriate term.
It will work, will it? Okay, that's wonderful. That's good to hear.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's coming along really well. This being the first year, there is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we're very excited, and I'm very excited about all of the support that we've been receiving from the community.
So. Well, that's good. Now, for those who are hearing this for the first time, what is the event now? Describe it for us.
Yes. So it is a walk, run, or bike.
Yeah.
And we have a 5K, 10K, and half marathon length. The full marathon, unfortunately, we had to go ahead and cancel.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. But hopefully for next year, that would be a possibility.
All right.
And
where does the route take one?
Yeah, so I've designed this amazing course, actually, if I might say so myself. But the idea being that we showcase not only the direct area of impact with the proposed Mega Quarry,
yeah,
where they're going to where they want to dig this big hole, but also the secondary areas of impact. So all the escarpment and the rivers and streams, and it's really a beautiful area up there in Mulmer.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been, so
yes,
we wanted to feature both the direct area as well as all the areas that will be impacted around it.
Okay, and what time does it all start?
So the first event is going to be taking off at 8:30 in the morning,
uh-huh,
and that will be the bike event.
The biking event.
And
so the bikes will bike the can bike any one of those distances.
The bikes.
Or are they doing
the half marathon,
okay,
distance, as
yeah,
well as the 10K distance.
Okay.
And then the half marathon will take off at 9:00.
Okay.
And then the 5 and 10Ks will take off at 10:00.
The walkers, you mean?
There's both 5 and 10K runners,
yeah,
and 5 and 10K walkers.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, and there are some events now being planned. I keep getting emails on all this stuff. After this whole event too, right?
Yes. Well, it's really turning into a big community festival, which I'm really excited about. So we have 8 acts that are going to be musical acts,
mm-hmm,
that have donated their time. So they're going to be coming out and starting at 11:00. And that's going to coincide with our lunchtime Honeywood barbecue. So as the racers are finishing, all of the music and food will begin.
All right.
And so the festival will continue.
Is there any place to park up there?
Well, we do have a few places to park. So, yes, we have been fortunate enough to have a local area farmer donate his field. And have a tractor and wagons that will be picking up people from that area and bringing them into the Honeywood Arena area.
Now, what's the deal, Ed? You get yourself sponsored? Is that how this is supposed to work?
Well, you have two ways to participate. You
All
can
right.
either just join up through an entry fee where you just go ahead and pay the fee to participate.
Yeah.
And that fee, of course, includes your T-shirt, a barbecue, the medal, and then you can enjoy the music.
It's the whole kit and caboodle, then.
Everything
yeah.
wrapped up into one.
Yeah.
And then if you do have the motivation, like your caller John did earlier, yeah. you can go out and get donation pledges. And in return for those donation pledges of $200 or more, we'll refund you your entry fee.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're just paying the fee, you pay $200?
No.
No, that's not right. Yeah.
No. So for the 5K, for example, it's $45.
Okay.
That's taxes and everything that I mentioned included.
Mm-hmm.
For the 10K, it's $65. And for the half marathon, it's $90.
Oh, okay. All right. But how many people have signed up in advance?
So Yeah, so currently, right now is when we're getting a lot of entries, so it's changing every day. So I just checked this morning, and we're at 185.
Well, that's pretty good for this far away. I mean, I would think a lot of people register at the last minute, don't they?
Well, exactly, and I expect, too, that we'll probably have quite a few register on the day of as well, in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But we do like to get people to register as early as possible, because then we can obviously plan food, t-shirts and things like that. But we're just excited to have this, as I mentioned, the first year, and with already 180 people signed up, we're excited about it.
Can you also, it just popped into my head, can you walk and bike?
You mean on the same course?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We do have some, we do actually have some eager people out there that are going to do the 10K bike at 8:45, that one leaves.
Yeah.
And then hurry back, they can do that in about an hour.
Oh, I see.
And drop their bike and go out on the 10K run.
On the run?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So they're
all
doing their own duathlon.
Oh, I see. So you can sort of, you may be able to mix and match here. Is the idea?
Absolutely.
Are there any notables who are going to attend? Are we going to have politicians and that sort of thing?
Well,
you know.
Well,
I wasn't advocating it necessarily, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have extended invitations to politicians. I don't think we have anybody in particular that has stepped up yet, but we certainly hope so. And then we will be talking about some stars that will be in our midst coming up soon.
Are you going to make a big splash announcement? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, we are.
All right, okay.
Unless you want to speak about it.
No, I'm not going to speak about it. I'll let you do. When should I call you back to speak about it?
How about next week?
All right, next week sometime, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
There's also a little, I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about the bus trip next week either, but I'll get my. There are some other events that will lead up to the event on Saturday, July 28th. Is all I'm saying, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, how for those who might like to know, how tough is the course? Is it a lot of up and down?
Well, I have tried to be as kind as I can be. So all of the courses start up in Honeywood area, which is at an elevated position. So then from there, you do take off and do a gradual downhill.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody will have a little bit of, a gradual hill section, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the finish on the way back is through some just gentle rolling hills back up to the finish line. So there is diversity. There are, you know, a series of flat sections. There is a few little ups and certainly some downs. So there is a great variety within the course. So I'm actually really pleased with the course because it is beautiful.
Well, and in fact, it's the very nature of the land. It's the highest point in Ontario. So most assuredly, there's a lot of up and down, but there are some ups are a little tougher than other ups, I've noticed having been there a few times.
Yes, exactly, but they are rewarding because when you do get up to those high points, the views are definitely stunning, so it's worth the climb.
What have any arrangements been made? I mean, all the people are going to come and they're going to be talking to their fellow Zoomers, their fellow mere mortals. Who is there anybody who's going to be there who will try to tell people about what the mega quarry is all about? I mean, it needs explaining if you haven't been there before.
Absolutely, absolutely. So NDEC, so our task force will be there and have representatives there, and we will have a booth and information we'll be spreading word about specifics, and if people have specific questions, we can certainly answer those.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the course, what we've built into the course as well, along the way, are factoids about the quarry in the area, so that along the way you'll hopefully pick up some of that information as well and be able to take that home and spread the word.
Oh, so it's what? I mean, just little signs in the ground, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yep, throughout the course, just to distract you from...
from the pain?
No, as you're enjoying the course, you know, we certainly want you to take home some of these facts and relate them to the area that you're walking through. So.
I think people who have not seen the area and maybe coming up from the city are going to be totally impressed by that whole part of Ontario. It's just, it's an amazing place, isn't it?
It really is, and it's a hidden gem, and it's a beautiful part of the escarpment area. And if you haven't seen it, I'd certainly encourage you to come up and enjoy it.
And I would suggest, if you're looking for more information, look for the big guy in the white cowboy hat. That would be Carl Kosak.
That's right. That's right. Although we will have
others as well.
Others as well. Exactly.
Mini Cossacks. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you have a comment or a question about what's going to happen in Melanchthon and Mulmer Townships on July 28th, give us a call at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
On Zoomer Radio, Maria Burton is here. Now, Maria, tell us a bit about your cycling history. You've done this for a living in different parts of your life.
Yes, I have. I was in the States, actually, and I was sponsored by Subaru.
Yeah.
And I raced for Subaru as an adventure racer. And an adventure racer, you race teams of four, co-ed.
Yeah.
Nonstop for 700 to 1,000 miles, but it's all human power. So run, bike, paddle, swim, rock climb.
Did mountain. You say miles?
Yes.
Miles. Okay.
Yes.
And when do you care whether or not there's a road? I mean, I assume you're using mountain bikes on this, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's mostly in the backcountry. It's places most people never get to see, which is what I love about it.
Yeah, I bet.
Really gets you back there in the woods, and sometimes there's a trail, sometimes there's not. Sometimes you're mountain biking, you're just making your own path.
Okay, but we don't want to scare the Zoomers
who
are coming on July 28th, because it's not like that, right?
No, exactly, right. Exactly. And if I could emphasize that point, I was looking at the demographics this morning for our event, and we have an astounding number of Zoomers that have already signed up, which I'm really excited about.
And, well,
it's
good.
One of those events where you can take your time and you know, walk through the course and then really enjoy your day. So
everybody gets a participant medal, right?
Yes, exactly.
Actually, the participant medal would be the T-shirt, I guess.
No, you actually do get a finisher medal.
Oh, do you?
Yes, as well.
Wait, if you come in first, you get a there's Mary's got it up on the website. I can see it. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
Isn't that neat?
Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, she make it bigger so I can see it. Oh, that's excellent.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So the whole thing, so you got to be there early in the morning if you're doing one of these early departures. And by the time you linger over lunch, you'll be gone by mid-afternoon. Is that about right?
Well, yes, but we do encourage you to stay on because we do have the music that's going
on. Oh, the music is at night. Oh, well, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, and in addition to that, we have a hospitality tent in association with the Shelburne Lions Club.
All right.
And so you can hang out and enjoy the music and have a beer in the sunshine.
Well, man, oh, man, this sounds like a full day of activity, may I say.
Absolutely. Plan to stay for the day.
And now, let's build a little suspense here. When are you going to make this announcement thing you were talking about prior to the event next week? What day would be good?
For the actual...
No, you were talking about personalities or something, stars.
Yes.
That...
Yes. We're kind of calling it Stomping with the Stars.
Oh, I see. Kind of like the TV show.
Yes. Yes. So we have a few star personalities that are going to be out there, and we're hoping to make that announcement later on this week, Thursday, I believe.
Thursday of this? What day is it today? It's only Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
So we'll do it Thursday. Do you want to do it Thursday?
Sure.
Or do you need more time to round up more stars? God knows, they're hard to find, aren't they? You know?
Well, I think we might have a few lined up already.
Okay, all right. Well, you can work it out with Mary, but the point is, any day now, you're going to hear about the Stomping with the Stars. Is that what you called it?
That's right, yeah.
So in other words, if somebody walks or bikes, you'd be able to go with them. Is that the idea?
That's right.
Ah,
that's right.
Okay. And then are you judged by a panel of judges review your work, or...? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
No.
Maria, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Maria Burton feverishly working on the Stomp of the Mega Quarry.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.